I am H, Naked Nature. From wild acrobatics, a multitude of maneuvers and feats of pure endurance, the acts of copulating in the wild can be intense and downright dangerous. On this episode, we peer through the window like a peeping Tom and witness the magic mating of the Canadian Multuck here on IMH Naked Nature. High in the Canadian wilderness, where the boreal forest meets the northern tundra, a male Multuck pushes his nose across the ground, sniffing frantically. So concentrated, he can barely look where he's going. His tongue hangs out of his mouth, leaving a trail of long drool, driven by pure animal lust. A kilometer away is the source of the scent he seeks. A female in her first rut. Barely pubescent, this young fawn has no idea what is about to come. The Multuck are an aggressive fornicator. As the distance between them grows ever closer, the mature male Multuck's appendage grows to almost a third of its body length. An impressive piece of masculinity, to say the least. The young fawns, we'll call her Sally, external reproductive glands swell to almost a tuberous size, leaking its glistening, moist honey that drips down her hindquarters. She is ready and waiting. The male, we'll call him Sam, seems more drunk with lust as the rut takes over all senses of sensibilities, and the hunt is on. Sam ultimately finds his quarry and focuses in on his prey. The Multuck mating ritual is, by any definition, one of nature's more peculiar and violent dances. Though miniature deer-like creatures, they find their comfort in the lower branches of the native pine trees. Perched aloft on the low-hanging boughs, Sally grips the trunk of the evergreen and prepares for what is to be a spectacle of voracious copulation of the newly betrothed. Sam, with his engorged inseminating member, holds his mate in a death grip and rams unapologetically into Sally's waiting vagina. The screeches that ensue are that of a bleating donkey or a bird of prey. So loud is their lovemaking that it attracts wildlife from the surrounding forest. Squirrels, rabbits, birds surround the breeding couple in a morbid curiosity, mesmerized by the spectacle that unfolds before them. In a final thrust of animal lust, Sam ejaculates a cornucopious amount of semen into Sally's womb as she bloats from the fire hose of life-giving fluid into her belly. Remnants of their liquid love cascade out and downward onto the unsuspecting bunnies below. So abundant is Sam's jizz load that nothing in near proximity is safe from being stained. With the final jitters of ecstasy subsiding, the enamorous couple fall to the forest floor, enraptured in their marital bliss. It is hours before Sam and Sally regain their wits and whereabouts, as the knotted appendage slides from the lodging deep inside Sally's uterus. The deed, they say, is done. The two lovebirds stagger off through the woods to find the nutrition of minerals and salt to replenish the spent energy stores. And so it is. The fast and furious frenzy of the Moltok fornication, feverish, vivacious, but ultimately successful. Join us next time as we travel to the depths of the Indian Ocean to witness the secret nautical natal nuances of the wiggle-waggle squid. Here on IMH, Naked Nature.